blonde hair was longer than Luke's, and his body not anywhere near as nice as Luke's. My eyes moved to Luke as I watched him stand there and talk to the guy. Luke was dressed in jeans that fit his body better than they should have. His tight, light blue t-shirt clung to his toned, muscular body and made his green eyes seem almost gray-blue. A bit down on my lower lip when he ran his hand through his brown hair. Luke never was one to worry about his hair. He didn't really wear it in any type of style. It always looked like he woke up and ran his hands through it, and that was it. It worked for him, though. Luke reached out and shook the other guy's hand, and they said their goodbyes. Then he slapped the other guy on the back as he threw his head back and laughed. The runner was a bit taller than Luke, probably 6 feet tall. Luke stood at 5'11". He thought he was short, but I thought he was the perfect height. When we used to dance together, I fit perfectly up against him, and he would rest his chin on the top of my head. Smiling, I thought about all the times we danced together growing up. Looking away quickly, I attempted to take charge of the emotions trying to build up. I missed him. I missed my best friend. The door to the truck opened, and Luke jumped in.
Sorry about that, Liv. That was a guy from one of my classes. He had a question about something.
I continued to look out the passenger window as I said, No worries. I looked back at him and smiled. He gave me that damn sexy grin of his, and then put the truck in drive and took off. He reached over and turned on his radio. Mance Brothers' One Kiss at a Time started playing. I closed my eyes and leaned my head back against the headrest. This is going to be a long drive.
Are you hungry, Lib?
I looked up from my chemistry book and saw we were in Austin already. Glancing over to Luke, I couldn't help but smile back at his stupid, sexy grin. I shrugged my shoulders. I'm kind of hungry. Are you? He smiled bigger.
I'm starved. Franklin's?
I laughed and shook my head. Luke and his barbecue. The bastard knew Franklin's was my favorite. Except if you didn't get there first thing in the morning, you were out of luck. They sold out every day by noon. Luke, there is no way they're going to have food left. I glanced at my watch. It's almost 11:30. The line is going to be around the block. Luke turned right and started heading toward 11th Street.
You still like brisket, right?
I nodded my head, even though he wasn't looking at me and clearly ignoring what I had to say. Yeah, I do. He chuckled and said,
There you go. Let's go get some of your favorite brisket.
Shaking my head, I sighed. We were wasting our time. Luke pulled into the parking lot and parked. The place was practically empty. I looked around and only saw a few cars. Where is everyone? I asked as Luke turned off his truck and got out. He made his way around the front of the truck and opened my door. When he held his hand out for mine, I wanted to push him. Why is he being so sweet to me? I hate it when he does this. It confuses me. We started walking toward the restaurant. There was a closed sign up. They're closed already, Luke, I said as I reached for his arm. He shot me a sneaky grin and grabbed my hand, pulling me toward the door. The butterflies deep in my core caused me to place my hand on my stomach. Luke pushed the door open, and I was overtaken by the smell of heaven. I glanced around the restaurant. There was no one sitting at any of the old-fashioned tables. All the red chairs were pushed in, and the place was spotless. The yellow walls always made me smile. I wasn't sure why. Looking down, Luke still had a hold of my hand in his, and I wasn't about to pull my hand away. Any touch from him, I'd take. I heard someone say Luke's name as I raised my head and saw a guy walking toward us. He looked to be about our age and had dark brown hair, almost black. He held out his hand to shake Luke's. Reaching out, Luke shook his hand while he kept his grip on mine. I swallowed hard as he let go of it as he talked to the guy. Luke smiled warmly and said,
Manny, thanks so much for doing this for us.
Manny looked over at me, smiled, and then turned back to Luke.
I always said I owed you one. I just never thought you'd be asking for something like this.
Luke chuckled and nodded his head.
Manny, this is Libby. Libby, this is Manny. We met last year at A&M. Manny's dad is the best friend of the owner of Franklin's. He's also the general manager here.